Here's the story. This audiobook is not just about how to manage property or how to find a good property manager. Though it covers those things, it's also about stories. Every property has a story that tells you as much about what management will be like as the financial statement will. Many people are surprised when I tell them that a financial statement can tell a story, but it's true. Numbers are the universal language, and once you learn how to read them fluently, you will be able to see patterns that will give you a very clear picture of the way a property is being managed. I can look at any financial statement for any building and, in a matter of minutes, be able to determine what is being done right and what is being done wrong in managing that building. I can tell whether rents should be raised, or even more specifically, if the property is suffering from poor customer service. This audiobook will teach you to listen to professionals in the property management business no differently than you would any other service, and to learn from the stories others, and ultimately your financials, will tell you about your investment. So let me tell you my story. I'll just get this out on the table. I wasn't planning on doing property management for a living. I jumped at the free rent. I thought the job would be easy and something to do while I was studying for my real estate license. My first job out of college was managing a 60-unit building where I both lived and worked. It was my first job out of college. It turned out to be a bigger job than I ever could have imagined. I was the only staff on site and responsible for the collection of rent, leasing of units, all the maintenance, resident communications, and enforcement of rules and regulations. How hard can collecting a few rents be? I thought to myself. My education was just about to begin. My first task was to fire the existing managers. Here I was, a powder-fresh 22-year-old kid, giving the pink slip to someone. The two managers had allowed all their friends to move into the building and host parties involving alcohol and drugs. As a consequence, rents were slipping and policies were not enforced. Always a recipe for devaluing a property. Beyond that, some of their friends were actually drug dealers and were operating from the building. I thought firing someone was hard, but it paled in comparison to the work that came afterward. The problem with coming into a building like that is even though you fire the managers, the residents are still there. I quickly found out that to be a property manager was to face resistance in everything you do. People complained, moaning and groaning about everything, and in some cases, residents even threatened me with bodily harm. As you can probably tell, I was not very popular. It was a very uncomfortable position for me to be in because I lived in the building, and these were my neighbors. At one point, I came out to find my car tipped over in the street. Lucky for me, the company I worked for was a solid management company and provided all the support I needed. Most importantly, they had excellent training, systems, policies, and procedures, and a central accounting department that allowed me to do my job efficiently and effectively. I eventually gained more responsibility, obtained my real estate license, and ended up having a portfolio of 8 buildings in the Seattle metropolitan area, a 100-mile district. The clients I managed for in this portfolio were probably much like you. They were part-time real estate investors who still had full-time jobs and had chosen to hire a third-party management company to oversee their real estate investments. For this, they paid a small percentage of the rent collected. Generally, this consisted of around 6% to 10%, depending upon the size. During my time in Seattle, I was able to expand my client base to a portfolio that equaled 450 units spread out through 20 buildings in the greater Seattle metropolitan area. Eventually, I had the opportunity to move to Las Vegas to start a satellite office for the company. I was 26 years old and had 4 years of property management experience, over 10,000 hours. This was the first step in my journey toward starting my own company. When all was said and done, after 8 years in the business, I had grown the portfolio in Las Vegas to 4,000 units. The properties I secured were larger and larger, and the profits began to grow for the company that employed me, but not for me. I became wiser to the game of business, and I moved to Arizona to form my first company. I was 29 years old.